news on Friday. Cardinals making it known they're releasing wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins after 3 years with the team unable to come to a trade agreement for him. Here to talk about that in Cardinals offseason, former Cardinal, now member of their broadcast team, Kyle VandenBosch, joins us here on the Arizona Sports Line. Kyle, good morning. How are you, man?
Good morning, guys. Good to hear from you.
Good to talk to you. Obviously, big news on Friday, and obviously, worst-case scenario. Let's be honest about it. When DeAndre Hopkins is shown the door, you don't get anything back from him, for him. That is not the situation you want to be in. Just, I guess, your overall reaction to the situation the Cardinals found themselves in.
Yeah, I mean, it could have gone much better. It is not the worst-case scenario. Worst case would be this extending through the summer, through training camp, still no D-Hop, and really at that point, holding on to him, still not knowing whether he's going to be a part of the offense, whether you're going to get a deal for him. Frankly, I'm glad that the drama is over, that the questions are over. Obviously, there's some misstep there that we were unable to get a trade to get anything for him. But at the same time, look, take analysts out of this as somebody that played in the NFL and somebody that loves the game of football. I think it's the right move for this organization. You bring in a new GM, a new head coach that talk about we are looking for team first guys. We're trying to change a culture. We're trying to play football, practice football, do football things the way football has always been done and the way it's meant to be done. And you can't say that, and especially as a new coach, it would immediately kill your credibility to say these things and have everybody moving in one direction and operating under the same set of rules and standards, except for one guy.
Yep.
You need everybody in that locker room to embrace this culture. Look, I think everybody, including probably players in that locker room, understand that there's going to be hiccups this year. But this is a team I can root for. This is a team that I know is doing things the right way. Not a team that, I expect to see things differently. I expect to see starters playing in the preseason. I expect to see starters practicing in the preseason, because you can't be good at football without practicing the game of football.
Yeah, and especially if you don't want to practice the game of football, then you're right. I agree with you 100%, because you were that guy. Nobody had to tell you to practice hard or to play hard. Your motor was legendary. And I want to ask you, from your perspective, what is it like for people that do feel that love and passion to have to absorb a player that has his own rules and doesn't have to practice? I would think that would be damaging to culture.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Look, let me say this. There is all kinds of different personalities, attitudes, agendas in an NFL locker room. And it is ultimately on the head coach and the coaching staff to manage the personalities in your locker room. But when a personality becomes unmanageable, when there is a refusal to have buy-in, when somebody else doesn't necessarily have the same types of values as you do, particularly as a head coach, then sometimes tough decisions need to be made. And look, I don't have a drop of the talent that DeAndre Hopkins had, but what I had, I understood my value. And as a leader, as a team captain for 9 years in the NFL, I lost sleep. I stayed up nights thinking about, how do I get the team and going in the right direction? How do I bring this player along? How do I get him invested, him involved? Because, I understand it seems like in today's age, teams are more of a collection of individuals and talent and skill and less about the team. And quite frankly, DeAndre Hopkins could probably get better training elsewhere. Buda Baker can get better training elsewhere. Kyler Murray can probably find somebody who is elite to help him with his rehab, but none of that helps the team. That helps them as an individual, but it's not going to help them as a team. And I always saw a locker room comprised of two different types of players. Players trying to make the team to either be a part of the team or collect a paycheck. And then there's the players that are trying to make the team, which means they're invested. They will stay after practice to work with other players. They want to bring everybody else along because they understand in the end that helps and will impact your wins and losses in the fall.
Kyle VandenBosch, our guest here on the Arizona Sports Line. 3 years now with DeAndre Hopkins in Arizona. That comes to an end, obviously, with this announcement, Kyle. And Bick and I were talking about it on how we would sum up that experience. Now, was it worth it? Yeah, I think the Cardinals made a good trade 3 years ago to get DeAndre Hopkins. But now that it's all said and done, how would you sum up the DeAndre Hopkins experience in Arizona?
Hey, it was certainly worth it. I mean, certainly his first year, he was still dominant. And I think wherever he goes, he's still going to put up numbers. He still has the ability and potential to be a number one receiver. He is an elite talent. He's a potential future Hall of Famer. Looking back, this wasn't just a one-sided deal where we gave up a lot to get DeAndre Hopkins. We also, we were stuck with David Johnson's contract, trying to find a way to get rid of it. So in the end, I think it was a good trade. It was, we had assembled at the time a very talented roster. And with, parts of his tenure here, the Cardinals at times look like the best team in the NFL. So he was definitely worth it. And, again, look, it's not just about DeAndre Hopkins' numbers on Sunday. It's not just about his touchdowns and his catches. He impacted a game because he would dictate coverages. He would simplify things. You're limited as a defensive coordinator in the amount of things you can do when you have a player like DeAndre Hopkins on the field. So I think it was definitely worth it. I think sometimes it just doesn't work out. And you see it all around the league. You see it in the NBA. You see it in Major League Baseball. Sometimes you've just got to take a chance on a player, but there's always that risk. If you bring in a disgruntled player from another organization, when things go south, he's probably going to become disgruntled again. It's typically not a one-off. If a player, has problems and if the team is struggling and he wants out, well, then when your team struggles, you can probably guess that he's probably going to want out as well.
What do you make, because I agree with everything you're saying, particularly about the cohesiveness of message going forward and relative quiet as it applies to Buda Baker. Do you think that there's room for this, for these two sides to kind of run it back, or are you not optimistic about where this is going?
Oh, I think they have to. I think, both Monte Asafort and Jonathan Gannon at their introductory press conferences specifically mentioned Buda Baker as this is the kind of Cardinal we want everybody to model themselves after. We want people to practice, prepare, and play like Buda Baker does. And if you let him walk out the door, look, there's two sides to this. You don't want to set a precedent of players demanding more guaranteed money, a different contract at 2 years left, because that becomes a slippery slope, and you may deal with that every single year. However, when you say this is the kind of player we want as an organization, I think you need to reward that type of player, because Buda Baker isn't going to change with more money. Buda Baker isn't going to put it in cruise control if he gets a big guaranteed contract or they throw some money his way. He is going to stay the same. How he's wired. You know all of his traits. You know that he will stay hungry regardless. So I think that they will come to an agreement. I think that they have to. I think, everything to me, look, I'm not a capologist. I understand this DeAndre Hopkins thing. We're going to take a big cap hit this coming season. But I think you've just got to find a way to reward the players that are your bell cows, that show up every day, that play through injury, that have a burning desire to prepare the right way and to win football games.
Yeah, totally agree with you. Kyle, great stuff. Thanks for coming on.
Great stuff,
good to talk
always.
To you.